Today's daf in Masechet Yoma, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, is daf Samach Gimel. So, we were right in the middle of a sugya that I'll bet you think is not really so fundamentally connected to the issues of our Masechet, and that sugya is the question of what would happen if you would have shechted one of the korbanos, one of the se'irim b'chutz. So we were talking about the theoretical possibility of being able to bring either of the se'irim before the hagralah for a korban. And that brought us into the question of what would be the din of the theoretical possibility of bringing a korban Pesach as a shlomim if it were before the yodalet of Nisan, and therefore it would have been roi lepetach o moed. And that brought us to the question of whether Pesach is boi akira or not. And that's where we were holding. So the last thing we said was, look, remember that the yisod of the entire sugya is that the pasuk says, ve'el petach ohel moed lo hevi ola akriva l'korban Hashem. That means that the only time that we're telling the iser of shchut echutz to you as a chi of kares is where you could have brought it l'petach ohel moed. And the only question is whether the theoretical could have, which is called ho'il, since theoretically you could have done it in a way that could have been korav l'chutz, whether that is sufficient to be mechayev you on shchut echutz. The question of whether the korban Pesach could be called ho'il, theoretically it could have been kosher. The question is that as long as the korban could not even theoretically have been kosher until you do something to be oker it, namely, you have to say, I am doing this as a shlomim and not as a Pesach, that would already mean that it's not included in the idea of hoil. So hoil means, since without any further ado, it would have been kosher in the actual korban. But over here, you can't say since without any further ado. It would have to be done with an akira. That was the last thing that we had learned. And as I said, I'll bet you think this is just sort of a side issue, but you got to remember one important thing. And that is that the entire sugya of shchut echutz is in achrei mot and is connected directly to the ideas of going inside and going outside, moving from bifnim to bachutz. Akiva, sweetie, you're not muted. And that going inside and outside is also nogea the din of shchita, and the concept of shchut echutz outside of the Beis HaMikdash in its entirely. So that got us up to yesterday, ki ata revdimi omer reb Yirmia. And that's like one third of the way down on the daf, so that we're a little bit doing okay here on our beginning. We're already one third of the way. Ki ata revdimi. So we got up to the question of what the other shitas are about this sugya. When Rav Dimi, when he came to Bavel, he said that Rav Yirmia had quoted Rav Yochanan as saying that a korban Pesach, sheshachto b'chutz b'shar yimot hashana, wouldn't matter even if you specifically shechted it shelo lishmo. Wow, nobody said that yesterday. The question of whether you need akira and the theory of whether it could be kosher, that we got into. But over here, you're saying, even if I was okeret, even if I did say beferish, I am bringing this what was once a korban Pesach and it was meant to be brought tomorrow or next week on Erev Pesach, I am bringing it now for a shlomi, and I'm shechting it here outside of Beis HaMikdash, wouldn't make any difference. You'd still be potter. Now that is amazing. So Rav Dimi said, wow, I said that over in front of Rav Yirmia, and I asked him, that doesn't make sense to me. Bishlama lishmo, I understand that if you shechted it as a korban Pesach, of course you're not chayav, because had you brought it as a korban Pesach bifnim, it would not have been kosher. And the Torah says only korbanas that you did not bring lifnim, that you should have. Lepetach o moed lo hekrivo, that's when you're chayav over here. You couldn't have been makrivit. So that makes perfectly good sense, but I don't understand the next part. How in the world could he have said that shalo lishmo, it would be also potter? Why? Hachazi l'shalo lishmo bifnim, if a Pesach b'sha'ar yimot hashana, and any other time of the year except Erev Pesach, is considered to be a shlomim, certainly if you say so. So if I'm bringing it beferish for a shlomim outside of the Beit HaMikdash, why in the world wouldn't I be chayev? And Rabbi Yirmiyah told me, this is all part of what Rabbi Dimi said when, after he came up to Rabbi Dimi, told me the basis of this psak is that obviously Rabbi Yochanan held Akirat Chutz Lav Shmei Akira. The idea that the Pesach B'Shar Yimot HaShelah is kosher as a shlomim is where it is brought for a shlomim in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, you want to turn that into stage one. Well, okay, so that at least means that you have the possibility, so maybe Hoil would apply in the event that you don't have to be Oker. I want to tell you, forget about Hoil. Even if you did it L'Shem Shlomim, it wouldn't be meaningful because the concept of Akira has no meaning outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Because what are you saying? I am hereby shechting this Pesach for a Shlomim. What? You're not shechting this Pesach for a Shlomim. You're shooting it through the head. You're bringing it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. How is that shechting it L'Shem Shlomim? So you cannot be okay the shame of the Korban Pesach as a Shlomim outside of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a nonsensical act which does not really reflect on any change in the usage of the Pesach. You might as well be throwing it off of a cliff. So therefore, that is not considered to be Akira, in which case it's always going to be possible b'fnim because it was never changed to a shlamim. And that's a completely new way of looking at it, in which case, Hoel is literally a joke. What do you mean, Hoel? Even if you did it, you wouldn't be able to be Oker the Shem Bechutz. So we have basically three levels in this. Do you apply Hoel because you don't really need Akira? Do you utilize Akira in the event that you did Akira and you said, I'm doing it for shlamim? Or even if you said it was a shlomim, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that wouldn't be called Akira because Akira is only meaningful in the presence of the Mizbeach. Okay, perfect. So we got three different levels. Now, turns out that we have four different levels because Ki'ata Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said that actually what Rabbi Yochanan had said, as Rabbi Yirmiyah has said, Om Rabbi Yirmiyah, Om Rabbi Yochanan, is exactly the opposite. That a Pesach that you were shechted b'chutz, any time that wasn't Erev Pesach, you'd always be chayev, whether it's lishmo or shelo lishmo. Well, that's the maximum in the other direction, right? It's not really another level. It's just that he holds, obviously, as we're going to see, that you don't need Akira at all. So it means he can apply Hod. So to get to that, the Gemara says, what? Even if you shechted it for a Korban Pesach, why, how could that be? If you shechted it for a Korban Pesach, then it would certainly not be kosher bifnim. So how could you say, afilu lishmo, you would be chayev atnan? It says that if there is something wrong with the Korban, let's say the Korban is mechusar zman. Mechusar zman means it's not yet 8 days old. Okay, so it's a 7-day-old Korban. And obviously, it's not going to be chayev because it wasn't roi bifnim. So it could be mechusar zman begufo, which means that it itself is not roi. Or it could be mechusar zman because the baalim who's bringing it is not yet ready to bring it. Bein bebaalim. When we say bebaalim, what do we mean? Well, I'll give you some examples. Ezeu mechusar zman bebaalim. You know what's meant by mechusar zman bebaalim? For instance, you've got a Zov, you've got a Zova, you have a Yoledet. Now, all of these people are chayev in bringing their Korban Chatas and their Korban Ayla on the 8th day. A Yoledet would be on the 40th, the 80th, whatever the case is. A Mitzera only after the Tyrus HaMetzera, obviously, and then he brought his Tziporim on the first day, and on the 8th day, he's going to be bringing his Korban Hashem and the other Korbanes. So the halakha over there is that since you cannot bring a Chatas or an Asham on your own, and it's not time to bring this Chatas and this Asham because you haven't arrived at that day, so then, in all of these cases, it's not going to be a chiyav of shchut echutz if you do bring it b'chutz, because you could not have brought it bifnim no matter what. But suppose they bring their olot. Well, all of these people were chayav in an ola along with their chatas, and an ola could be brought on its own if you wanted to bring it as an adava. So if you brought their ola, Or if you brought the shlamim, now there is no shlamim in any of the above-listed cases. So the Gemara over there says it's talking about you need to include the word nazir in the list of the people. So a nazir does bring the el nazir, which is a shlamim, when he becomes ready to cut his hair and so on. So there, again, it's included, but the shlamim, you could decide that you just want to bring it as a nedava, and then obviously it would be okay. So in that case, if you brought it b'chutz, you would be chayiv, because it is ro'i bifnim. So you might not be able to be yotzi or chayiv, that's fine. But it's certainly a kosher carbon if you bring it as a nedava, and therefore is ro'i l'pesach o'yom mayit. Now, how does this have anything to do? I'll tell you. Because Reb Chilkiah Bar Tuvi said, let me explain that when the Mishnah said this about the Asham, it only meant if you brought that Asham as the Asham Mitzera, or as the Asham Nazir. Okay, so then had you tried to bring it at a time that the Nazir or the Mitzera was not ro'i to bring an Asham yet, because he hadn't completed all of the phases of the Karbonis that allowed him to bring the Asham, so then you're right, it wouldn't be kosher bifnim, and therefore it's not chaya b'chutz. But suppose you had brought that asham shelo lishmo. You decided, I'm bringing this asham as a carbon ayla. I'm bringing this asham as a carbon shlamim. What is the din of a carbon that you changed its name? Well, a carbon that is brought shelo lishmo, unless we're talking about a chatas or a pesach, but any other carbon that's brought shelo lishmo, including an asham, is a kosher carbon. Now, it's not going to be ola l'balim l'shem chova. It doesn't pater you from whatever your chiyuv was in bringing it, but it is a kosher carbon. And when it comes to the din of shchutei chutz, that's fine. If it could have been brought as a kosher carbon bifnim, it's irrelevant whether you'd be yotzei a chiyuv. But this could have been brought as a kosher carbon bifnim. If you do shchutei chutz on it, you are chayev. Therefore, says Reb Chilkiah Bar Tuvi, when the Mishnah said that you would be potter on the asham, it only meant if you brought that asham as an asham, because then it would be pasul, because it's b'chusar's man in the bialim. But if you brought it shelo lishmo, you would be chayev, since it's a kosher carbon. Okay, now let me explain to you what my problem is. It does say over here that if you had brought this asham lishmo, you would be potter. Why would you be potter? You just said that basically, since theoretically it would be kosher shelo lishmo, so why can't we say the same thing over here? If the Pesach is b'chayev you, you said you're chayev on a Pesach that you bring, even if you brought it lishmo, you'd be chayev. Why? I mean, obviously, because theoretically you could have brought it shelo lishmo. So the same thing is true over here. Why don't we say, since theoretically you could have brought this asham shelo lishmo, and it would have been kosher bifnim, therefore it's royal avol petach olamoid, and therefore the halacha is that you should be chayev. And here we have the complete reversal of everything that we said before, because the Gemara answers, what do you mean? The asham, in order for you to be machshir it as a carbon oiler, a carbon shlamim, you'd have to be oiker the shame asham for it, and you'd have to say, I no longer want this as an asham, I'm bringing it as an oiler, or I'm bringing it as a shlamim. But a carbon pesach does not require akira. So this is what happens if you hold the opposite extreme, that a carbon pesach, b'shayimot ha'shana, is automatically a carbon shlamim. Okay, so then this means that you have, of course, two extremes. Either Pesach is the one thing that definitely requires akira, and for sure you could not be mechayev because of ho'il, or dafka Pesach, you do not need akira. So there are other things that do need akira. Let's say asham l'shem ha'ilah. And the question is, what exactly is the right way to quote Ravin? So Rav Ashi, he said over, like we just read. So according to him, Ravin said, either way, if you shechted a carbon pesach, ben lishmo, ben shelo lishmo, you'd be chayev, which would mean, obviously, that you hold pesach b'shayimot ha'shana is automatically a shlamim. It does not require a hakira. Whereas Reb Yirmiyahu Midifti, he said, no, that's not what Ravin said. Ravin said the other way. He said that Pasava Pesach Pashar Yomot Hashana is Boy Akira. And he said the other way in the extreme, that whether it's Lishmo or even if you did it Shelo Lishmo, and you were Okrit, it would not be Chayev B'Shchut Echutz. Why not? Because Akira Schutz Lav Shmei Akira. So remember, we have the entire spectrum. We can say that the Pesach B'Shar Yomot HaShana will never be able to be Chayev B'Chutz. Why? Because the Pesach requires Akira, and you cannot be Okrit B'Chutz. We could say that the Pesach B'Shar Yomot HaShana requires Akira, and you can be Oker B'Chutz, in which case, if you shechted the Pesach L'Shem Shlomim, you were Oker, and therefore you would be Chayev B'Chutz. But if you shechted it L'Shem Pesach, you would be Potter. Or we could say that a Korban Pesach never requires Akira, and therefore it's automatically a Shlomim, and therefore whether you shechted it B'Ferish, for or against, it wouldn't matter because a Pesach B'Shar Yomot HaShana is automatically a Shlomim, not requiring an Akira, and therefore Ben Lishmo, Ben Shelo Lishmo, the halacha would be that you would be Chayev, the full range of Shitas. What it was exactly that Rabbi Yirmiya had, what Rovin had said, the story was a machlokis. What did he say? Which one did he say? So according to the way that Rav Ashi learned, he said that you're Chayev either way. And according to the way Rabbi Yirmiya Midifti reports it, he said that Pesach B'Shar Yomot HaShana Boy Akira, and that Akira Chutz Lav Shema Akira, and therefore no matter what, you would be Potter, in which case he goes against the sheet of Rabbi Chilka Bar Tuvi, who said that you can do Akira B'Chutz, but you do need Akira. Okay? That's the full spectrum. Omar Ma, I'm getting back over here to the bright that we spoke about yesterday, where we said that it actually depends on whether you did the Hagrala. So if you shech the Se'irim outside of the Beis HaMikdash, after we already did the Hagrala that defines which one is which, so then you would be chayev if you shechted the one that was miyuchad for the shame, and that's roif to be korav bifnim. But if you shechted b'chutz, you'd be chayev. But if you shechted the korban that was meant to be the Se'ir la'azazel, then you would be pater, because there is no chiv on doing a shechita on a Se'ir la'azazel b'chutz. Okay, let's see where we get that from. Tana Rabbana. Looking now at the pasuk, and remember, this is a pasuk in Achrei Mot that is deeply related to the Avodas Yom HaKippurim and is brought immediately after the story of Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Ish ish mi beit Yisrael, asher yishchat shor o kesef o eiz b'machane, o asher yishchat michutz l'machane, v'el petach o amoed lo evi yolak riv korban la'ashem. Somebody who does such a thing, you shecht it outside of the Beis HaMikdash or outside b'chlal l'machane Yisrael, and you would do such a thing, then dam yechashev la'ishahu. It's as if he's a murderer. Dam shafach. So let's take a look at the implications of that pasuk, which we've been taking for granted, many of them, so far. So let's say we only had that opening word. All it says is korban. That's all that it says. Okay, so you're going to bring a korban l'Hashem, and you didn't bring it to the Petach HaOmed. So maybe a korban l'Hashem would include even somebody who gave a animal to the Beit HaKavayit. So this was never meant to be a korban, because I only dedicated it to be used as a animal that you use to drag an agala with, to pull things for the Kodshei Beit HaKavayit. It never had a kedushas korban. Nonetheless, I would have thought that if you shechted that animal b'chutz, you would be chayev. Halon, you're falling asleep there, sweetie. So if you shechted even an animal of the Beit HaKavayit b'chutz, you'd be chayev. That's what I would have thought. Why would you have thought that? Because Kodshei Beit HaKavayit are definitely referred to as a korban. Remember, Nikru'u korban, Kinyan Shenemar. Remember, after Milchemes Midian, so they brought all of the jewelry that they had captured from the Benot Midian. Ish asher matzah, klei zahav, etz adat, samit, tabat, agil, kumaz. Now, these things cannot be korbanos for the Mizbeach, obviously, but they were all dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash. And it says over there, Vanakrev et korban Hashem. We are bringing a korban. So obviously the korban in that sense means our gift to Hashem. But they use the word korban. So in this pasuk where it says somebody who will shecht a korban l'Hashem could possibly be referring to kachibet kabayit, which are also called a korban. And if you shechted, let's say, an ox that was used for moving the wagons that the Beis HaMikdash needed when they were doing repairs on the Beis HaMikdash, then you shechted it b'chutz, you'd be chayef reshchut echutz. You might think. Therefore, continues the pasuk Talmud Lomar, ve'el petach ohel moed lo hevi'o. No. I'm only talking about things that are roi lepetach ohel moed. If you could have brought it as a carbon because it was kadosh as a carbon, so then you're chayev alav b'chutz. But whatever is not roi lepetach ohel moed, you cannot be mechayev mifreshkut echutz. And therefore, if it's roi for katshe perek, if it is katshe perek abayit, then it's not roi to be brought to petach ohel moed. Okay, continues the Braisa, so I might think, fine. Now I know that these things which are not roi lepetach ohel moed, they are considered to be potter on shkut echutz. But how about, let me ask you something, how about a sarim ishtaleach? Now, the sarim ishtaleach is not kosher as a korban on the mizbeach, but it certainly is brought into the ohel moed, right? I have to do the hagrala on it, and I do the vidui on it. I mean, that is in the ohel moed. So maybe that is called also petach ohel moed. Now, Rashi takes out the words parat chatat, because the parat chatat, a reference to the parat aduma, is actually not brought into the oil moed at all. So why would the Gemara consider it to be roi lavoil petach ohel moed? So he says this must be a wrong girsa. Okay, Tosfos defends the girsa, and the truth is Rashi elsewhere doesn't mind the girsa so much, and he says because the idea is that the paras chatas, you do an actual zrik of the dam towards the ohel moed, and if you shech the korban pesach outside of that specific area where you have the ma'arocha for the parah aduma, which is directly across from the mokam hamikdash, where you could see, remember we talked about the height of the gates and to make sure that you have to be able to see the petach ohel moed. So maybe that's called also petach ohel moed. But anyway, we're only entertaining this as a possibility. So you might think that we should include in the Isser of Shchut Echutz even the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach, because who wrote, we love a petach ohel moed, it does have to come into the ohel moed in order for me to do the vidui and for me to do the hagrola. So therefore, if I shechted it b'chutz, I would be chayev. Talmud lomar, lakrivo korban la'ashem. Only mishem yuchadim la'ashem. Only the type of korbanas that go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the sa'ir la'azazel, which is not miyuchad la'ashem, we throw it out to la'azazel, which is as if we're throwing it to the devil. And that is not included. So that's why I said to you that if you shechted b'chutz after the goral, you shechted the one that's roi la'ashem, yes, you'd be chayev. But if you shechted the one that's only roi la'azazel, no, you'd be potter. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. You're using the word la'ashem to exclude the korban la'azazel, right? You're saying, well, it has to be miyuchadim la'ashem. Excuse me? The word Hashem actually includes, not excludes. Take a look at this braisa. Ubayoma shmini vahala yiratzeh lekorbani shel Hashem. Only from the eighth day on is it kosher. So let's analyze the words in that pasuk. Ishel Hashem. An Ishel Hashem refers to the actual fires on the Mizbeach, and that is talking about if you want it to be put on the Mizbeach, then you can't put it on the Mizbeach. But how do we know you're not even allowed to make it Kodesh for the Mizbeach? Minayin shelo yagdishenu mechusar zman. Talmud lomar korban. You can't even give it the name of a korban and thereby by being magdish it. Nope, that's usher. And how do we know that if it is a sarah mishtaleach, it cannot be less than 8 days old? That I know from Lashem. Dig this. La'ashem, that comes to tell me even the Sar Mishtaleach. Because the Sar Mishtaleach, after all, I mean, it's certainly not being brought to the devil. I mean, it's ultimately being brought La'ashem. That's ridiculous. How can the word Lashem in one place come to exclude the Sarah Mishtaleach, and in this other place it's coming to include the Sarah Mishtaleach? You can't get further apart than that, says Rava. Oh, you sure can. Because remember, this is Rava Shita all over the place. Remember, as Rava says, everything is location, location, location. Because it's all contextual. And therefore, every drasha is a function of its location. Hata minyana dekra v'acha minyana dekra. You have to look at the context. And that same word, because look, obviously that word that you're going to be using is addressing something that is somewhat similar, but not completely similar. So I need to decide what to do about it, either to include it or to exclude it, right? So, okay. Sir Lazazel, what does that mean? Does it mean I've decided to be Ovid Avodah Zarah? Of course not. It's ultimately Lashem. But, I mean, you certainly understand that the Sir Lazazel is sure one hell of a different kind of karma. That's why it's going Lazazel. Is it included in the Korban Lashem? Therefore, says Rava, the context will tell you whether the word that is clearly addressing the middle status of that thing that you're coming to address, that will tell you whether it's meant in this context to include or in this context to exclude. So, hata minyana dekra, v'hacha minyana dekra. If we're talking about shchutei chutz, where el petach ohel moed comes to include even the Seir Lazazel, because look, the Seir Lazazel is brought to the petach ohel moed. So then when you add the word Lashem, it says, no, it's got to also be Lashem, completely, not offered to some hellish thing, which is the Azazel. Whereas over here, the idea would be that since it said Isheh Lashem, and Isheh would mean things brought on the Mizbeach, is the Azazel brought on the Mizbeach? No. Therefore, the word Lashem, which was unnecessary, is coming lirabot. That's the point. And therefore, it's including it. So there's absolutely no contradiction. On the contrary, it's extremely consistent that when you have something that's right on the border, that in some cases it will be included, in some cases it will not be included. So therefore, in terms of shchutei chutz, there we're saying that the sa'ir Lazazel is not included because Lashem is lo tzi. In terms of the Isser, of making something that is not yet 8 days old, where over there Yishim would have excluded, so this is coming to include it. Okay, anyway, but let's take a look at this. It's fascinating, because you're telling me that the only reason that I'm chayev for making a Sa'ir Lazazel Kodesh as a 7 day old, or less than an 8 day. The reason that I cannot do that is because we needed that special Pasuk Lashem to be Marva. If not for that, can you explain to me what would you have thought, please? Because I don't understand it. You would have thought that you can use the Sa'ir Lazazel and be Magdish it as a Sa'ir Lazazel. That's absurd. Remember, there's no such thing as a Sa'ir Lazazel when you make the Kedusha. You can't say, I hereby make this Sa'ir Kodesh as a Sa'ir Lazazel. You can't make its Kodesh as a Sa'ir Lazazel. You need a Hagralah. But in order for it to be a Hagralah, it had to be completely Ra'ui Lashem. That was the whole point of the Mishnah, right? They have to be Shavim. Well, the Sa'ir Lashem cannot be less than 8 days old. It only becomes Roy for a carbon if it's 8 days old, and that is given Le'ishim. So since the Sa'ir Lazazel has to be its full counterpart, because it might be it, so then, why do I need a pasuk to tell me you can't make a Sa'ir Lazazel 7 days old? Of course you can't. There's no way to do so. It would have to be Roy Lashem in order to be part of the Hagralah. So therefore, Havamina, I don't understand your Havamina. Your Havamina is that a Sa'ir Mishtaleach could be Kodesh b'mechusar zman. How? How? You can't just say it's Kodesh. You'd have to be magril on it. But the goro cannot be koveya kedusha unless it itself is royal Hashem, remember. So therefore, anyway, there would be no way to be mar by the Sa'ir Lazazel as kodesh. So what's the point of the pasuk? It's telling me not to do something which cannot be done anyway. Omer of Yosef. I'll tell you. Because up until now, we've been very prejudiced, believing that you cannot make a Sa'ir La'Azazel unless you do a Hagralah. And indeed, the Mishnah was very misleading in that, because not everybody agrees to that. Remember the Shita of Hanan HaMitzri. And Hanan HaMitzri gives us a case where you would be able to make a Sa'ir La'Azazel without doing a Hagralah. Really? Yes, indeed. Take a look at this braita, the Tanya. Hanan HaMitzri Omer, you've got the dam of your korban soyer bifnim, and it's in a cup, and you are about to be zorek it onto the parochet, or onto the kaporet. And what happens? The soyer la'azazel drops dead. Now remember that the pasuk said, yomat chai. It has to be alive at the time that you do the zrika sadazoya sadam of the soyer la'ashem. What happens if the Sa'ir La'Azazel dies? What do you do then? Said Hanan HaMitzri, there's no problem. Even if the blood is in this cup that you're holding, you're about to pour and somebody else, stop! The Sa'ir La'Azazel has died. All you need to do is run out, grab another Sa'ir, and pair it up with the other one. Maybe Chaveiro Mizaviglo. You just buy a new one. And you can pair up the new Sa'ir La'Azazel with the dam, with the blood, because that dam didn't become pasul just because the Sa'ir La'Azazel died. Well, obviously, Hanan HaMitzri does not hold of dichui, because if you hold of dichui, since you could not have used that blood right then and there, you can no longer use it at all. That's the meaning of dichui. Okay, Hanan HaMitzri doesn't hold of dichui. But meanwhile, he's told us you could just run out and buy a Sa'ir La'Azazel. So, can I buy a Sa'ir La'Azazel that is less than 8 days old in that case where I'm just going to call it a Sa'ir La'Azazel? Aha! Comes along the pasuk to discuss exactly that case. What, says the Gemara? Where does it say that Hanan HaMitzri holds you don't need a Hagralah? All he said was the dam did not become pasul and you need another Sa'ir La'Azazel. But he didn't tell you how to make the Sa'ir La'Azazel Kodesh. He didn't say, all you need to do is buy one and say, I hereby dub thee Sa'ir La'Azazel the second. No. He just says, you need another Sa'ir La'Azazel. Okay. How do you make the other Sa'ir La'Azazel? Well, obviously, you run out, you buy two Sa'irim, you do another Hagralah, and then you take the new Sa'ir La'Azazel, you don't hereby dub thee, the Goral hereby dubs him. And you take that one, and now he's saying, you could still use the blood that was in the original matchup. So his whole point is that there's no concept of dichui and the blood remains kosher. Where the heck do you see in Hanan HaMitzri that you do not need a goral? Excuse me? So we're back to the original question. If you need a goral, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that the Sa'ir La'Azazel has to be 8 days old. Of course it does. Otherwise, I couldn't have made a goral on it because it wouldn't have been roi lifnim. Let's read that inside. All that Hanan HaMitzri is saying over here is that he holds the blood remains kosher and there's no concept of dichui. Where did he say that you don't need a Hagralah? The Letle Hagralah. Did you ever hear Hanan HaMitzri say that? Mishamatle? Maybe all he meant was that you bring two new Se'irim, Maite, and your Magril. And of course you make him a Hagralah. Okay, says Rabbi Yosef, sorry, you're right. It's not Hanan HaMitzri, because he didn't discuss the Hagralah. But remember, we had Rabbi Shimon before, and Rabbi Shimon does, beferish, say, you do not need a Hagralah under certain circumstances. Because Rabbi Shimon says that if one of them dies after the Hagralah, then you can replace the one that died without a Hagralah, because you've already defined them through the Hagralah, and the one that remains alive is basically what defines the other one. Because remember that these two are entangled. So the moment one of them is the Sa'ir Bifnim, then the other one is automatically the Sa'ir Bachutz, and vice versa. So if I did the Hagralah, mevi chaveiro shelo b'Hagralah, you don't need to make a second Hagralah, divrei Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, I need a pasuk to tell me what happens in a case where I'm able to run out and buy a Sa'ir La'Azazel without a Hagralah? Do I need to make sure that it's 8 days old or not? comes along the Pasuk Lashem and tells me, yes, indeed, it needs to be 8 days old, even though it doesn't have to go through a Hagrala. Perfect. Ravina says, listen, it does not have to be only Rabbi Shimon. There's a very simple solution. Suppose the Sa'ir La'azazel gets a mum, and it slipped and it hurt its leg, so now it has a mum. Okay, so what do? I bring another Sa'ir that's chulin, and I mechalel the kedusha onto the other Sa'ir. So now that means that the kedusha that already was defined by the Hagralah, everybody would agree in that case that, of course, I could take that kedusha, be mechalel it onto chulin, and now that chulin carries on it the kedusha of a Sa'ir Lazazel. Does that carbon that I'm going to be mechalel it onto, does it need to be 8 days old or not? You cannot prove that from the fact that it needs Hagralah, because there already was Hagralah. So therefore, I need the Pasuk Lashem to tell me, yes, it needs to be 8 days old. Perfect again. And, oh, by the way, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, well, come on, a Sa'ir La'azazel. I mean, why does a Sa'ir La'azazel become puzzle if it has a mum? I mean, I understand if it's before the Hagralah becomes puzzle if it has a mum because I couldn't make it to Sa'ir Bifnim. But if anyway, I'm going to be throwing it down the mountain and it's going to be popping into little pieces, who cares if it has a little mum on it? You know, you might as well just throw it with the mum. Who's going to notice? I know you're going to say that. Well, let me prove to you that it cannot be kosher if it has a mum. How do I know? Because the Braisa said that since it says in the Pasuk that if you have any type of mum on something, in Averet, or Shavur, or Charutz, or Yabelet, or Garav, or Yalefet, lo takrivu ele la'ashem, v'yishel lo titnu me'em ala mizbeach la'ashem, the same discussion that we had about Mechusar Zman, Ishim, la'ashem, coming to be marbe, we have exactly the same discussion over here about mumim in the Braita. It says, Yishem lo titnu me'em la'ashem. Okay, Yishem means to put it on the Mizbeach. I understand. That's a reference to the Chalavim that are royal Mizbeach. How about Ein li ela kulam? Maybe that means you're not allowed to put all of them on the Mizbeach, but maybe you could put one kezayis, miksasa minayin, tamad omrim mayhem, any little bit. Then it says, Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is coming to add, not Ishim, but rather Zrikas Dam. You can't even throw the Dam on the Mizbeach. And why does it say Lashem? That comes to include the Sa'ira Mishtaleach. That a Sa'ira Mishtaleach that has a mum cannot be sent to Azazel. And this would be even in a case where it was already previously defined by the Hagralah. Wait, so now we have two psukim. One that tells me to include the psul of mum on the Sa'ir La'azazel, and the other one that says include the psul of Mechusar Zman on the Sa'ir La'azazel, and apparently you need two separate ribuyim. Why do I need both of them? Well, because itzuch l'michta bal mum be puzzle for the Sa'ir, v'itzuch l'michta Mechusar Zman. I'll tell you why. Let's say the Torah only told us that original pasuk of Shmonas Yamim. So ikat the rachman of Mechusar Zman, I would say, okay, I understand that an animal, in order to be suitable in its very body for usage for these inyanim of Kodesh, that's a problem in the Mechusar Zman, okay. But, I mean, where the animal itself is, everything is fine. Now, all of a sudden, so it's got a mark on it, so I would say a balmum, since it's already mote zimne, and I don't intend to use it in any way that is a mechubed way in which the mum should bother me, so maybe it would be kosher. Therefore, I need the Pasuk Lashem to tell me, nope, it's not kosher. On the other hand, let's say the Torah would have only mentioned the Baal Mum. I would have said, oh, well, of course, the Torah doesn't want you to use things that are disgusting. I mean, a Baal Mum is completely, totally inappropriate to use as a carbon. How can you bring it as a carbon at all? So that's mice. It's disgusting. Mechusar Zman is a technicality. I mean, what's the nafkamina when it's going to be thrown off a cliff, if it's Mechusar Zman or not? So I would say Mechusar Zman, which is not mois, maybe it wouldn't be possible under Sa'ir La'azazel. Emalo, therefore, I need both psukim. Rava Amar, Rava says, I have yet another simple case where you can make a Sa'ir La'azazel, a Sa'ir and you do not need a hagrala according to anybody. Forget about all discussion of Chanana Mitzri, Rabbi Shimon. Very simple. You had on Yom Kippur, a guy bought the mother of the Sawyer that was the Sawyer Lazazel. All right? This is somebody sick in his home. The guy suddenly, his condition worsens on Yom Kippur. He goes out and he shechs the mother. Ah, so if he shechs the mother, then that means since lo shechatu biyom echad, now the Sawyer Lazazel is b'chusar zman. It's not b'chusar zman because it's not 7 days old. It's a year old. But it's b'chusar zman because it's not kosher for shechita until tomorrow because within 24 hours, you shechted its mother. What a cute case, right? Perfect. So therefore, I need, in that case, to know that there would be a b'chusar zman where it has nothing to do with the hagrala, nothing to do with anything. It was b'chusar zman because it became a b'chusar zman on Yom Kippur. Kegon shayalo chole betoch beto v'shachat imo b'yom ha-kippurim. But wait, says the Gemara, a sa'ir la'azazel is not shechted, right? And the Torah only says, oto ve'et b'no lo tishchatu b'yom echad. I mean, it doesn't say, don't throw it off of mountain cliffs. What's wrong if I throw it off of a mountain cliff? So why would it be considered mechusar zman for what it is that you are going to be doing with a Sawyer Lazazel, namely throwing it off of a cliff? V'chi'ai gavna mi'osir? Didn't the Torah say lo tishchatu? And you're not doing shchita? Well, you know what they say in Eretz Yisrael? Throwing things off of the cliff to the Azazel, the chiyata latzuk, is its avodas hashchita. This, some of the Rishonim say, Zalok Loshim Sinai, that it had not stama svara, that this is the act of shchita for the Sawyer Lazazel, and therefore it would be included in Otove et Benon.